أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. As we celebrate the birth of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we need to remind ourselves of his inspiring qualities and characteristics. When the Holy Prophet spoke, he would smile while speaking. When he ate with a group of people, he would be the first to start and the last to stop eating. When he ate, he would eat from what was in front of him, and if there were dry dates or fresh dates, he would extend his hand to take from it. When he drank, he would drink in 3 draughts. He would drink water in sips and would not gulp it down. He would say, "The best from among you are those with the best akhlaq." He never criticized the taste of food nor praised it. His companions would not dispute with each other in his presence. Whoever spoke of him would say, "I have never seen anyone like him, neither before him nor after him." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There is not a believer but that he has a sense of humor." And the Holy Prophet used to joke, but he never said anything except the truth. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never spoke to the people at his own intellectual level. The Prophet of Allah said, "We, the company of prophets, have been ordered to speak to the people in accordance with their level of understanding." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Surely, patience, truthfulness, clemency, and good morals are from the akhlaq of the prophets." The Holy Prophet would always supplicate to Allah, continuously asking him to embellish his moral traits. He would say in his supplication, "O Allah, make my morals good, and O Allah, keep abominable traits away from me." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Return what has been entrusted to you, for verily the Prophet of Allah used to return even the needle and thread to its rightful owner." Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "When the Holy Prophet was asked to do something, if he wanted to do it, he would say yes, and if he did not want to do it, he would remain silent. He would never say no to anything." The Holy Prophet has said, "My Lord asked me to adopt 7 things. He advised me to be sincere in private and in the open, that I should forgive the one who wrongs me, give the one who deprives me, rebuild the relationship with the one who cuts me off, and that my silence should be in contemplation and my observation should be in understanding." 4 things are from the akhlaq of the prophets: righteousness, generosity, patience in times of calamity, and standing up for the rights of a believer. If you are able to start a new day and end it without having hatred in your heart towards anyone, then do so. This is from my sunnah. And the one who keeps my sunnah alive has kept me alive. And the one who keeps me alive is going to be with me in paradise. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to bed, he would say, "Allahumma bismika ahya wa bismika amut." "O Allah, by your name do I live and by your name do I die." And when he awoke, he would say, "Alhamdulillahi allazi ahyani ba'da ma amatani wa ilayhi nushur." "All praise be to Allah who gave me life after causing me to die, and to him is the return." When the Holy Prophet gave condolence, he would say, "Ajarakum Allahu wa rahimakum." "May Allah recompense you and have mercy on you." And when he congratulated someone, he would say, "Barakallahu lakum wa barakallahu alaykum." "May Allah bless you and keep you blessed." Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.